30 minutes to curtain. Yes, it's 30 Minutes to Curtain, a weekly half hour of radio entertainment. Each week at this time, we bring you mystery, comedy, adventure, fantasy, and fun. This week, stand by for lighthearted romantic comedy as we meet a young man who seeks romance in a most unusual place. In a story written by Selwyn R. Sirrett, Passing Fancy. And now, here's the play.
Thanks for helping with the dishes, Pete.
Well, thanks for having me over for dinner.
Feeling better now?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, Pete, I don't want to jump on you when you're feeling down, but has it occurred to you that you keep falling for the same type of girls over and over and that the relationships never pan out?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, you're hopeless.
That's probably true. It's lucky I have an understanding buddy like you, Jane.
Buddy, right. Has that ever crossed your mind that we ought to be more... Never mind.
I really thought that this thing with Lisa would last. You know, Jane, even now, I don't know what went wrong.
If you don't see it, my explaining it to you won't help. Here's your pan. At least you make the best meatloaf in town.
It's your turn to cook next time.
It's not fair, you know. Whenever I cook, you always use paper plates.
I was born lazy.
Well, that has a ring of truth. Look, I've got a heavy day at the office tomorrow, so...
Lunch Tuesday?
As usual. By the hot dog stand?
As usual.
Good night, Pete.
Good night, and thanks for letting me come cry on your shoulder.
As usual. Drive carefully. You've got my hot dog.
What?
Mine's the one without onions.
Sorry, Jane. Here, I thought you liked onions.
Oh, I do, but, not when I've got to go back to an office full of people.
Point well taken.
I wish I could tell old man Hensley. At least 3 times a week he has sardines for lunch. And then so he corners some poor soul at the water cooler to lecture them on some obscure point.
Hold up a second.
Huh?
Just look at that.
What? A window display of green and magenta women's wear? God, it's awful.
She's beautiful.
Who? What? Where? Pete, there's no one in that window. Just a bunch of dummies.
The third from the left. She's beautiful.
Pete, she's a dummy. She looks like a dummy.
No, she's different. There's something really lifelike about her.
I think the onions have gone to your brain.
Come on, let's go in and see if we can get a closer look at her.
I don't want to go in there and ask to see a dummy.
Come on, I feel funny going in there alone.
Well, I feel like a dummy going in there asking to see a dummy.
You're not going to reconsider?
No. Listen, I have to get back to the office.
Sure, Jane. I'll talk to you later. I just want to take a closer look at her.
Listen, mister, I don't know if this is a joke or if you're just deranged, but there are legitimate customers at this counter, and I must help them.
There must be some way to get into the window to see her.
I don't have time for this. If you've got to have a closer look, there's the same mannequin over in ladies' wear.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
It's true. The weirdos are taking over the world.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I'm with store security, and, well, the clerks have noticed you loitering here.
I was just looking at her.
Huh?
Her, in the red dress.
The red dress? Mister, that's a dummy.
Oh, she's much more than that. Look at her. The texture of her skin, the moistness of her lips. I mean, you can almost see her breathing.
Now, listen, mister. I don't know what your problem is, and I really don't care. But I don't want to see you hang around here anymore. You got it?
I'll be along in just another minute.
Move along now.
All right, I'm moving.
Ah, Pete, you're on time. I may have a heart attack from the shock. What do you want on your hot dog?
How goes it, Jane? How's my favorite wage slave? Forget the hot dog. Let's go in someplace. 2-3 times a week, we meet here and stand eating lunch from a push cart. Today, I thought we'd eat like civilized human beings.
Well, what's gotten into you? I've been trying to civilize you for years. Hot dogs, tacos, burritos. What happened? Your stomach finally rot through?
Come on, I'm buying.
Oh, be still my heart. What put you in such an expansive mood?
It's springtime. What other reason do I need?
Some people may not need a reason, but I've known you too long, so cut the comedy.
All right. Since you're just about my oldest and dearest friend, you should be the first to know.
Ah, confession time.
I'm falling in love.
Oh, brother, again?
Do I detect an out of sarcasm? I thought you'd be pleased.
Oh, well, who is it this time? The blonde with the legs up to her armpits? The one who does aerobics on the balcony across
New
York?
No.
Well, who then?
I don't know what to call her, but in the past few days, I've seen her everywhere. Store windows, luggage displays, and sporting goods.
What are you babbling about?
Remember the mannequin I pointed out to you in Klein's window a few days ago?
You're in love with that dummy?
She's much more than just a mannequin.
You don't seem to have a fever.
I haven't put my finger on it yet, but there's something different about her.
What did you have for breakfast? Maybe it's a chemical imbalance or food poisoning.
She's all over. All the stores have got her. I can go in almost any place and see her.
I've seen you through Lisa and Donna, Mickey, Vicky, and Jeanette, but I don't think I can handle this.
Here we are.
Klein's? We're going to have lunch at a department store?
We've got a snack bar. Come on. Excuse me, sir. Do you mind if we share this table?
What, Johnny?
Can we sit down?
Yeah, and all the gowns over there in women's wear.
Here, let's get rid of the trays.
Which one is the root beer?
This one.
What's that, Johnny?
I wasn't talking to you.
You don't have to shout. I'm not deaf, you know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, then why are you still shouting?
There's nothing like elegant dining, and this is nothing like elegant dining. What are we doing here?
I'm hoping you can help me figure out what's the difference between her and other mannequins. There she is, in sporting goods, right across from us. Take a look.
I don't believe this. It's bad enough that you always drag me out to meet your girlfriends, but now you want me to meet a dummy?
I can't meet her. She's not alive. I just wanted to get your opinion.
You want my opinion? I'll give you my opinion. I think you've crossed over into the weirdo zone.
Jane, what's wrong? Where are you going, Jane?
Yeah, seems like your lady friend was a trifle upset.
I don't know why.
Gotta fly. Well, me too. Gotta get back to work. Stretch out my pension.
What kind of work do you do?
Me? I record sound for TV commercials.
Mine's got the onions.
Right, here's your change.
Thanks.
Where's your friend?
I don't know. I called her office and they said she was out.
Well, what'd you two have, a lover's quarrel?
We're not lovers.
Well, listen, standing on a corner selling hot dogs all day, every day, you get to absorb a lot of human natures. A lot of couples have lunch here, and I can tell them that are couples and then that ain't.
I see. You're not really a hot dog vendor. You're really Dr. Frank N. Furter, Ph.D.
I just was trying to make conversation. You look lost without your friend.
Yeah, well, I feel kind of lost at that. I can't imagine what would keep Jane from our standing lunch date.
Well, I hope you two work it out. You're my steadiest customers.
It's been a few days since you were around. I thought you'd finally gotten out of her hair.
What is it with you security guys? I just came in to look at her.
This store doesn't encourage loitering, you know. Other stores must have the same dummy. Why not go hang around him for a while?
They don't much care for me hanging around either.
So what can I say?
It's okay. Somehow it's not enough just to keep gazing at her.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know exactly, but there's got to be something more.
Oh, you're crazy.
I need to know more about her.
Anyone who's got a yen for a dummy can't be playing with a full deck. Now, take my advice, buddy, and get some...
professional help? I think he's right. You should see a doctor or a counselor or something.
Jane, if I can't talk to you...
Well, look, I thought I'd made it clear. If you want to be a walking Looney Tune, don't ask me to march alongside playing the kazoo.
I don't understand. Ever since lunch at Klein's, what did I do?
If you don't understand, my explaining it won't help.
If I didn't know you better, I'd think you were jealous.
What makes you think I'm not?
My girlfriends never bother you, so why should my curiosity about a mannequin? Hey, watch it. You almost got my hand.
Next time, I'll be careful not to miss.
Please, please tell me what's bothering you. I wouldn't do anything in the world to damage our friendship.
Well, then try paying some attention to me.
I always pay attention to you. I couldn't feel closer to you if you were my own sister.
All right, already. What do you want?
I don't want you mad at me.
I'm not mad, but I have a lot of work to do, so what do you want?
Well, have you ever wondered where mannequins come from?
In a word, no.
Or what they're made of?
No.
You're not going to make this easy, are you?
No.
Anyway, that's what I want to know. Where do mannequins come from?
What's the point? She's a dummy. This, infatuation of yours isn't healthy.
It's nothing. I'm just curious.
Oh, you're hopeless. But all right, talk to Murray in the art department.
Great. You're the best buddy a guy could have.
Thanks a lot.
Excuse me.
Those cigarettes will kill you.
So they say. They don't bother me. Anyway, mannequins are usually supplied to stores by companies who design and manufacture window display material.
Well, who designs them?
It depends on the company that made them. Sometimes they're based on artist conceptions. Some of them, the very new ones, are molded in fiberglass from live models.
I don't understand.
Well, a mold is made from a live model. Then the fiberglass dummy is made from the mold.
You mean there might actually be a real woman who was the model for the mannequin?
That's right. You have to talk with the company that made it to find out.
How would I find out the company name?
It's usually stamped someplace on the dummy.
Thanks, Murray. I appreciate this.
What's wrong, lady?
Look at that terrible man! He's pawing that dummy!
I'll take care of this. All right, buddy, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, hello again.
Oh, no, it's you again.
I was just trying to...
Yeah, I could see what you was doing. You told me staring at her wasn't enough anymore.
I just wanted to find out where...
Now, here, none of that now. Oh, I can imagine what you're trying to find out.
You don't understand.
Now, that's true enough. Now, you better come with me. We'll have a nice chat with the police and maybe a doctor.
Oh, God, Jane, I've never been so glad to see anybody in my entire life. You're a treasure.
I should have left you in there. You need your head examined.
It was awful. The gray concrete walls closing in on me.
Knock it off. You were only in 2 hours.
Still, you're a peach for getting me out.
Darn right. You're ruining a good evening for me. I can't believe it. Molesting a dummy? You've crossed the line from death all the way to warp.
I was just trying to find the manufacturer's stamp.
Why? You planning to buy one and take it home with you? Oh, boy, the mind boggles at what you do with one in private. I leave you to it. I'm going to attempt to salvage my evening.
Yeah, you are kind of dressed up at that. I haven't seen that outfit, have I?
Where have you ever taken me that I could wear this?
Ah, Jane, there you are. I came back here because I thought you may have run into some problem.
No, Roger. I was just about to rejoin you.
Fine. We can just make a last performance. Hey, who's that?
Pete, this is Roger. Roger, this is Pete.
Nice to meet you.
Roger gave me a lift down here.
It would have been ungentlemanly to refuse.
How swell of you, I'm sure.
Good night, Pete.
Good night. I hope your evening is as pleasant as ours promises to be.
Yeah, good night. Is this Carvelli Displays?
Si, I'm Carvelli. What can I do for you?
I'm interested in one of your display mannequins.
Sure. Here, look at the book. Pick out the one you like.
Here, this one.
Number 52. A good pick. Nice and new. Very popular. How many you want?
I want to know who designed her.
You know what I want?
Well, no.
What are you wasting my time for?
I thought you might tell me who designed her.
Why should I tell you? Answer me that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to explain. I just wanted to meet the artist. I'm an artist representative.
This artist needs no representative.
I'd like to meet him anyway.
If you've been good, when you die, you meet him.
What?
God made the number 52.
You mean she's a real woman?
See, a model for one of the biggest agencies. Oh, what a face. What a shape. Magnifico.
Mind if I ask what agency?
You ask a lot of questions. I don't like that. You go now. I got a lot of work to do.
Pete, what are you doing here?
If you won't come to the hot dogs, then the hot dogs will have to come to you. Here. Without onions.
Here, let me make some room on the desk.
Why didn't you meet me?
I guess I was still upset with you. First dragging me to see that dumb dummy, and screwing up my evening with Roger.
Who is Roger, anyway? What did he do? Waltz out of some Fred Astaire movie on TV?
He does give you that kind of feeling, doesn't he? Genuine elegance. It's rare and wonderful.
It is, huh?
Well, I wouldn't expect you, king of the pushcart lunch, to understand.
I may eat lunch off a pushcart, but at least I'm a buddy you can depend on. Roger doesn't strike me as the buddy type.
And a good thing, too. Sometimes a girl wants more than a buddy.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
Oh, really?
Is there something between you and Roger? How come I never heard you mention him before?
Just because you always drag me to see your girlfriends doesn't mean I'm going to show you my boyfriend.
There is something between you. Funny, I didn't think you'd go for the stuck-up type.
Hey, no judgments, please. Just because he has style and you don't is no reason to grouse.
I'm not grousing.
Could have fooled me, but I'm glad you dropped by.
Lunch isn't right without you. When you're not there, it screws up my digestion. This, thing with Roger, is it serious?
That's my personal business.
I thought we were personal friends.
You're right, we are.
I haven't known Roger very long. We met about the time you became infatuated with that dummy.
Oh, she's no dummy.
Oh, no. Here we go again. I should have kept my mouth shut.
She's for real. That is, she's a real woman who modeled for the mannequin maker.
How far have you gone with this? Have you met her?
Oh, no. The man from the mannequin company wouldn't give me the name of the agency she came from. Maybe he thought it was weird.
And do you think you're not?
Ha ha. Haven't you ever been really curious about something or someone?
I suppose so.
Okay, then. Now, aren't you glad I stopped in?
I admit it. I'm glad you stopped in. Now, I've got to get back to the salt mine.
See you for lunch next time at our regular spot in time?
Sure.
Is this 555-2375?
Yes, it is.
Here, Roger, better let me have it. Hello?
Hello, Jane? Who was that? Was that Roger?
Who is this? Pete, do you have any idea what time it is?
I certainly do. It's 6 a.m. What is Roger doing at your apartment at 6 o'clock in the morning?
None of your business. What do you want, anyway?
Yeah, well, I've kind of got this problem.
As long as you're going to keep getting yourself tossed into the clink, why don't you give up your apartment and save the rent?
Anybody ever tell you that your humor is a bit thin at this hour of the morning?
When was the last time you saw me at 7:30 in the morning? It's a whole different me.
Oh, good morning, Pete.
Don't scowl at Roger. He's the one who got me down here so quickly.
Good morning, Roger.
Now, tell me briefly why you were chucked back into jail.
It's simple, really. I was going around to some of the big modeling agencies with a Polaroid of the mannequin-inclined window. I found the agency who manages her, but they wouldn't give me her name and address without some sort of identification. So I said I worked for your agency.
You what?
With both companies being in a similar sort of business and all, I thought...
What are you trying to do? Get me in trouble? Cost me my job?
Now, Jane, don't upset yourself over this childish prank.
Listen, Roger, won't your car turn into a pumpkin or something if you don't get home soon?
See here, there's no need to be rude.
Why is it I always feel like being rude when nobody else does?
I can imagine what happened. I wasn't in, so they got old man Hemsley, who said he'd never heard of you.
They called the cops, who ran a check and discovered the arrest from when I looked over the mannequin's client. That's when I wound up in the clink. I'm really grateful that you could get me out.
I know, the gray walls closing in and all that. Don't you think you carried this dummy thing a little too far already?
But I'm so close. It would have been all right if you were in the office. How was I to know that by 4 you'd be gone? And why were you gone so early?
It was a rather special evening.
What, with him? I didn't know people were allowed on the streets dressed like that. At least not until after the cocktail hour. He looks like a head waiter.
I'm not sure I care to be abused in this manner.
I'm flexible. In what manner would you care to be abused?
Really, Jane, I fail to see why you put up with him.
Shut up, Roger.
Jane, perhaps I should be getting along.
Don't let us detain you.
Very well, then.
Oh, Pete, you're a creep. Now look what you've done.
I didn't tell him to shut up.
Well, you get me so worked up sometimes. I got to apologize to Roger. You're on your own now. See if you can stay out of jail.
Yes?
I'm sorry, Roger. You've every right to be angry. What can I say? Sometimes he just aggravates me so.
Frankly, I fail to understand your relationship with that lunatic. It has been my impression that you are unattached.
I am. Pete's just a friend.
One should choose one's friends carefully.
He's not a bad guy, really. A little strange, maybe, but not really a bad guy. And I am sorry about what happened in there.
Well, I can certainly see how easy it is for Pete to get you worked up. No doubt that man would try the temper of a saint.
Then you're not mad at me?
No, of course not.
Oh, I'm glad. Meet me for lunch?
Certainly.
12:15 by the hot dog pushcart near the front of my building.
Fine, I'll see you then.
I still don't understand why you came up on the freight elevator, Pete.
I told you, I don't want Jane to know I'm here.
So, what do you want?
Nothing big, Murray. Here's the name and phone number of a modeling agency. Call them up, tell them who you are and that you're with the art department of this agency, and you want to get in touch with the girl who was the model for Carvelli's number 52.
Yeah, then what?
Then you give me her name and number.
I don't know, Pete.
Oh, for crying out loud, Murray, what do you think I am, an axe murderer or something?
It's a something... That worries me.
Come on, Murray, before Jane finds me here.
All right, I guess. Here it is, Pete. You know, if old man Hinsley found out
how
about
pretty.
This...
Listen, Murray, I owe you for this. Oh, great, her address and everything. Andrea St. Clair on the Garden View Drive. I've got a cottage with flowers, climbing up a trellis and maybe a lawn swing.
Why on earth do you think that?
I don't know. Sounds nice.
Well, I know the area. Tract houses, subdivision city.
Really? Somehow I wish... Oh, never mind. Thanks again, Murray.
Be sure you don't mention it.
Hello. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm looking for Andrea St. Clair.
Who are you? How'd you get this address?
My name is Pete Avery, and I'm a friend of Miss St. Clair's.
Oh, no, you're not. I know all her friends.
Is Miss St. Clair around?
You better explain yourself pretty quick. You see, St. Clair is my professional name.
Oh, you're Andrea? But you don't look anything like the mannequin in Klein's window.
That's probably because she isn't wearing a sweatsuit and doesn't have her hair up in curlers. Now, I don't know who you are or what you want, but I think it's time for you to leave.
Hey, is everything all right up there?
It's just a salesman.
Somehow I thought you'd look different.
You thought I'd look like the dummies I modeled for. Well, I would if my skin was always perfect and my hair was always cut just right. Perfect makeup, soft light, and a smart outfit do a lot for a woman. Unfortunately, only my fiberglass alter ego has all those advantages all the time.
What's going on up there?
Nothing. I'm looking at a brochure.
Don't buy anything expensive. Think budget.
You better go before he decides to see who's here.
How did you know what I hoped to find?
Do you think you're the first person ever to gaze into a store window and become intrigued with some image of perfection? That's why I became a model. I wanted to be a part of the fantasy a mannequin creates. And that's what she does. She captures the fantasy of beauty.
I'm not even sure why I came here. Somehow I got carried away as if she were a real person. I was taken with her, and reality slipped away. I guess I was in love with her.
No, you weren't. Two people can be in love. You can't love a thing. No, what you had was a crush. A passing fancy.
I don't know. I guess you're right. I'm real sorry I bothered you.
It's all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Roger, I'm sorry I'm late. You would not believe what's going on in my office. Like, everything that was going to go wrong in the last week saved itself up for today.
No matter, Jane. You're only a few minutes late. Where would you like to lunch?
I'm really pressed for time today.
Well, there's a nice little cafe over on 72nd.
I feel really bad about this, and I would have called you, but it all piled up so quickly on me. I mean, I'm swamped.
Certainly, you're not going to face the crisis without some nourishment.
I thought we'd grab a bite right here. The hot dogs are good. Give us a couple of dogs, no onions, and a couple of cream sodas.
Sure thing.
Do you like chili, Roger? His is really good.
You can't expect us to have lunch here on the sidewalk by pushcart.
Pete and I eat here all the time. Have a dog, it's good.
100% pure meat, best in the city.
I don't doubt that a person of Pete's ilk eats out here on the sidewalk.
What do you mean of Pete's ilk? What kind of a crack is that?
I simply meant that people like us and people like Pete are in different strata.
Oh, you're up there in the strata, huh? Then why were you going out with me, slumming?
Certainly not. I consider you a social equal.
I don't think I want to be equal with you. I thought social prejudice went down with the Titanic.
Jane, you're allowing yourself to become worked up over nothing. I certainly never realized you had such a volatile personality.
I do not have a volatile personality.
Now, calm down. It's ladylike to behave this way in public.
I'll behave in any way I like.
Any woman I'm involved with must have a sense of decorum. A person in my position requires that his women conform to certain genteel standards.
Boy, oh boy, Roger, this lunch has turned into a real education for me. I don't think I ever really saw you before. I thought the custom suits, the $50 haircuts, and all those funny little mannerisms were the sign of a real gentleman. But you're not a gentleman.
I beg your pardon?
A real gentleman isn't a snob, and that's what you are, Roger, a snob.
If you feel that way, perhaps it would be best if we stopped seeing each other.
Maybe so. I don't want to soil you, being of the ilk that I am.
Very well. Goodbye, then.
You want your hot dog, miss?
You bet, and put some chili on it.
Sure thing. Here.
Thanks.
You know, he wasn't for you.
Seems not.
Oh, that other guy, the one always here on Tuesday?
My friend Pete.
Yeah, since you two have stopped having lunch together, my business just ain't the same. Regular customers are very important in the food business.
True enough, I guess.
You look at loose ends without your friend.
I feel a little at loose ends. Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
With your friend.
Think so?
Listen, standing on the corner selling hot dogs all day, every day, you got to observe a lot of human natures. I can tell them that should be couples and them that shouldn't.
If you see Pete, tell him that.
You bet I will.
Jane, may I talk with you for just a minute?
Roger, I thought you made yourself quite clear at lunch.
I was unforgivably rude. Could you forgive me?
I could. The question is, will I?
I realize some of my social ideas are old-fashioned.
Antique.
But certainly...
Jane, an interesting thing happened today. Oh, hello, Roger. What are you dressed for? Funeral or costume party?
At least his shirt doesn't clash with his trousers.
With Jane's obvious good taste, I can't imagine what she sees in you, Pete.
We're buddies. We can talk to each other and confide in each other.
And the two of you should get along, my best friend and my boyfriend.
You can't really want this penguin for a boyfriend.
Pete, you're going to have to stop insulting Roger like that.
Okay, pick another way.
I refuse to stand here and have this oaf verbally assault me.
Pete, apologize to Roger.
You can't really want him instead of...
Instead of what, Pete?
Instead of...
Come on, say it.
Well, instead of me.
But we're just buddies, Pete. You keep saying that. Are you suggesting something else?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just that my relationships with other women never seem to work out. They're never as interesting or as much fun or as comfortable as the one I have with you. I guess I was looking for the perfect woman, but that's just a fantasy.
Especially for someone as imperfect as yourself.
Butt out, Roger. I think I'm making progress here. Go on, Pete.
I guess that's all I have to say. But you're the best woman I know. And I won't let you make the mistake of attaching yourself to this fugitive from a clothes rack.
Pete, I'm...
And if you continue to see him, I'm going to do everything I can to break it up until you see how wrong he is for you.
That doesn't sound very sporting.
Shut up, Roger!
Got my hot dog.
What?
Mine's the one without onions.
Sorry, Jane. Here.
You know, Pete, you make the same mistake every time.
That's because I know you like onions.
It's your turn to pay.
Hey, you two, lunch is on me today.
Oh?
Because you're back and because I never seen you hold hands before. Here, have a couple of cream sodas.
Thanks. This is very nice of you.
Everybody loves people in love.
You think we're in love?
Listen, standing out here all day, you learn to tell them that is and them that ain't. You too, definitely is.
Do you think it'll last?
As long as you two been together, it's more than a passing fancy.
Passing Fancy was written by Selwyn R. Surratt, directed by Herbert T. Schmidt, Jr., and produced by Steve Jell. Our engineer was C.R. Bryan III, technical assistant Jerry Williams. Sound patterns were by Phil Campbell, John Greifendorf, Barbara Watkins, Kedron Bryson, and Diet Langford. Our story starred Marion Hollenbeck as Jane, Perry Persoff as Pete, Charles Girardi as Roger, Linda Fytak as Andrea, and Phil Campbell as Murray. Also in the cast were Ed Hayes, Dave Smith, Saul Pavlosky, Al Bloomfield, Barbara Watkins, and Diet Langford. This is your announcer, Bob Lyons, inviting you to join us again next time for The Man Says Yes with Bob Shannon, right here on 30 Minutes to Curtain.